walk-offs in 3 days, viral posts on social media, and a winning streak. It's been a lot of fun in Visalia over the past week. Tonight, the Raw I'd like to continue the fun as they travel north on 99 for the first time this season. Coming up next, it's game one of a six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Stockton Ports. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Hi, everyone. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night, and happy to bring you Rawhide baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Last week was a treat at Valley Strong Ballpark, a Tuesday night walk-off, a multi-home run game from Junior Franco, and Drew Jones' first home run of 2024. But with the way baseball is played, you quickly need to forget yesterday and look towards the task at hand. This week's task, the Stockton Ports. The Oakland A's affiliate is currently 5-14 entering the week without a series win. Meanwhile, for the Hyde, winners of five of their last six games and entered tonight with a record of 10-10. As we move further along in our pregame coverage, we'll take a look at the California League standings. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and get you ready for tonight's ball game between the 10-10 Visalia Rawhide and the 4-15 Stockton Ports. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Acequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back here to Stockton, California. We get ready for game one of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. So the Rawhide, four-game winning streak. It's their longest of the season thanks to a 5-3 win on Sunday afternoon. And let's go through the California League standings. With the win for the Rawhide over the 66ers on Sunday, the Rawhide moved back to second place for the first time since the Lake Elsinore series. So in first place is the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, record of 14-5, a winning percentage of a .737. But the Rawhide playing 500 ball, 10-10, they find themselves 4.5 games behind at the Rancho Quakes. Meanwhile, in third, the Lake Elsinore Storm, 9-10, they played one less game due to the rainout that they lost 2 weeks ago. And then finally, in last, the Inland Empire 66ers, 4-15, 10-game gap from the Rancho Quakes. Moving up north, Modesto. They took advantage of Fresno having a couple of losses to the San Jose Giants. They're currently 14-5. They're two games above the Fresno Grizzlies, who are 12-7. Meanwhile, in third, the San Jose Giants, they're 9-11 with a .450 win percentage, 5.5 games back. And then lastly, the squad that we are here at on this Tuesday night, the Stockton Ports, 5-14 with a winning percentage of a .263. Now let's dive into the out-of-town scoreboard around the California League with the Rawhide and Ports, the last game to get underway here on this Tuesday night with the 7 o'clock start times. Already one game has gone final today, though. The San Jose Giants and Lake Elsinore Storm playing earlier today. The Giants 5-4 winners against the Storm. Meanwhile, a little further down south, the Modesto Nuts and Rancho Quakes currently warming up. The battle between two 14-5 squads. And then lastly, out in Inland Empire, further down south, 66ers and Grizzlies knotted up at zero in the top of the second inning. That's all the scores around the California League. Let's dive into the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where Hillsborough and Everett are getting ready to get going. Out in AA, Midland, 11-2 over Amarillo at the moment. And then lastly, Las Vegas and Reno get ready to get things going. That's your scores around the Diamondbacks organization and around the California League. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at CLRawhide.com.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Stockton, California here on this Tuesday night. We get ready for game number 21 of 131 for the Visalia Rawhide here in 2024. Rawhide 10-10. Meanwhile, the Stockton Ports are 5-14. The Rawhide 4-5 on the road. Meanwhile, for the Ports, when they're at home here at Banner Island Ballpark, they're 2-7. For the Stockton Ports on the mound tonight, it will be Junior Tour. He'll be making his second start of the season and fifth appearance. His best outing, April 18th, in a ball game where he threw five shutout innings and relief. In that ball game, only one hit and one walk with three strikeouts. On the other side of the ball, it'll be Casey Anderson getting the start for the Hyde tonight. He'll make his third start here in 2024. The 6'4", 185 right-hander from Salt Lake, Utah will get the start for the Visalia Rawhide. 7-5 start times, first time this season that the Rawhide will have a 7-5 start, and it will be all five out of the six games of the series, excluding Sunday afternoon, which will be a 2:09 first pitch time. So without further ado, let's go into the starting lineups for the Visalia Rawhide. We'll start off with them, and these starting lineups are brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem Medi-Cal members. Yancel Luis will lead things off tonight for the Hyde. Christopher Torin will bat second. Ruben Santana third. And Junior Franco, the man with a walk-off home run a couple days ago, will bat at the cleanup spot. First pitch on the way to Luis, and he swings at it, and he sends it into right field for a base hit. He'll round first base. He'll go all the way to the wall, and Yancel Luis with a leadoff double to begin things here in the top of the first inning. And the first hit of the game is brought to you by Roser Brothers Milk Company. With Roser Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. So Yancel Luis, since batting at that cleanup spot, he's been very aggressive. And really, it's been since the Lake Elsinore series where Luis has gone with the first pitch swinging. And right there, he drops it into right field for the base hit. And to bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin faces off Tour for the first time today, and the pitch goes in there for strike number one. Junior Franco will bat four. Kenny Castillo will bat five. Drew Jones will bat six. Cole Roberts will play DH tonight. He'll bat seventh. Modifi Marte will be eight, and Jake Yosefa will bat nine, playing right field. The pitch on the way to Christopher Torin. One ball and one strike. Cole Kahn will be the catcher today for the Stockton Ports. A glance over at second for Luis, who doesn't have a very large lead. And Torin rips that to the right, and it just misses right of the first base line, so it goes foul. Chad Lagana will be the home plate umpire. Drew Buffelli will be the base umpires for this series. Both umpires will have a chance to be behind home plate for three out of the six games. They'll alternate every other night. Christopher Torin, one ball and two strikes. You get ready for the pitch from Tour. Grounded to the right side. It's a high chopper. It's fielded by the first baseman, Darlin Montero, and he steps on first base himself for out number one. And with that, I bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Cole Kahn will be the catcher for today's ball game. Darlin Montero will play over first. Casey Yamuchi will play over at second. Miles Naylor will play over at shortstop today. Luke Mann will man the hot corner over at third base. First pitch on the way here to Ruben Santana. And he takes a pitch just a little bit outside for ball number one. Nate Nankill will play out in left field. Ryan Lasko in center and Pedro Pineda in right field. That's the starting nine for the Stockton Ports here on this Tuesday night. 1-0 pitch on the way here to Ruben Santana. Takes it inside for a ball. And the count will move to 2-0. Santana struggled entering Sunday. He was 0-for-11 in the series out at Valley Strong Ballpark. However, Santana did get on base twice in Sunday's ballgame, including a single and a hit by pitch. Santana fouls that one backwards for strike number one. Goes into the parking lot. May have broken a window, and if that's the case, give Justin a call at Vision Glassworks, 559-747-2000. For a free quote, Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. 2-1 with one away. Yancel Luis over at third. Ruben Santana batting for the first time tonight. Junior Tour will get ready for the pitch, working from the stretch. And he goes downstairs on a breaker, and the count misses low. And it'll now be three balls and one strike. The numbers for Tour here in 2024, 0-1 with a 3.95 ERA. Already mentioned, fifth game of the season. 3-1 on the way. And Ruben Santana watches that one miss low for ball four. So five-pitch walk to the Rawhide third baseman, and it brings up Junior Franco to the plate.
Now batting, left fielder, number 18, Junior Franco.
Franco bats from the left side. He'll get ready for the first pitch of the at-bat. And what a game he had on Thursday. The two-home-run ball game, five RBIs for Junior. See if he can repeat that this week. Pitch on the way, and he goes in there for strike number one. A series where the Rawhide had two walk-off wins. Anderson Rojas did it 7 days ago. With one down, he had a RBI triple out to the wall out in right center field off the barn out of Valley Straw Ballpark. 0-1 pitch, misses outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. So Anderson Rojas kept the hitting streak alive at the time. It was over at third. It brought up Christopher Torin to the plate. A wild pitch scores Anderson Rojas, and that's how the Rawhide won game one of the six-game series against Inland Empire. Franco fouls it off to the right side, and the count will move to 1-2. The other walk-off win, Thursday night's ball game, where the Rawhide were down 7-8 entering the ninth inning. Upcoming pitch on the way for Junior Tour with runners on the corners here for the Hyde. Franco pops that one up on the infield. We'll see who calls it off. And it'll be the third baseman coming in to make the grab for out number two. So that'll bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. But in that ball game, Christian Young came in for Cam Tuller. This was Thursday night's ball game. The Rawhide entering the junior Franco, or excuse me, the Ruben Santana at bat. Eight straight retirements. That dated back to the sixth inning where the Rawhide didn't have a base runner. And then all of a sudden, with two down, Ruben Santana gets hit by a pitch on his elbow. Pitch on the way from Tour. Outside, ball one. So Santana gets aboard. Then Junior Franco with a runner over at first base. He goes down the line into right field and sends it into the opposing bullpen and walks it off. A two-home run game for Junior Franco. 1-0 pitch to the Rawhide catcher. A good secondary jump by the runner on first, Ruben Santana. Kenny Castillo last week, 5-for-13. He also had himself a pretty good week last week in a ball game where he had three doubles. 2-0 pitch on the way here to Kenny Castillo, and he rips that one left. And it wound up going foul. Dimensions here at Banner Island Ballpark, 300 out to left field, 325 to right, 400 dead center. And during batting practice today, the wind heavily blowing out into left center field. You get a hold of a ball here, it could likely carry quite a bit. 72 degrees at the time of first pitch today. The 2-1 on the way here to Kenny Castillo. Pitch from Junior Tour, elevated fastball, swung on and missed. And the count will move to 2-2. First pitch of the game was brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. Batter number five of the inning here for the Hyde. Kenny Castillo looking for an RBI opportunity here in the top of the first inning. Junior Tour will get ready for the pitch. And before that will happen, a pickoff attempt over at first, and Ruben Santana is picked off over at first, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Too big of a lead for Ruben Santana over at first, and the Rawhide are going to strand a runner over at third base. Leadoff double from Yontzel Luis. He's stranded 90 feet away from scoring, and we head to the bottom of the first inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Rawhide zero, the Port zero. We get to see the Port's bats for the first time today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by sailing at rawhide.com.
That every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla.
Welcome back as we come back on the air. A ball hit through the right side of the infield for a base hit. So Cole Kahn steps to the plate, hits through the right side of the infield, and that's the way this first inning begins here for the Ports offense. Ryan Lasko will bat second, Luke Mann will bat third. Casey Anderson's pitch on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. Luke Mann waits on deck. Nate Nankill bat at the cleanup spot, pitch, slider, and is a little bit high and inside for ball number one. Casey Anderson, third game started here in 2024. He pitched against Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. Pickoff attempt over at first, unsuccessful. Attack applied by Modifi Marte. So far this season, Casey Anderson 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA. And so far, three and a third innings pitched, allowing four hits, making out five after the leadoff base hit from Cole Kahn. Hit into right field, and it's called up by the right fielder, Josefa. He's underneath it for out number one. So Lasko sat down for the first out of the inning. Nate Nankill bats four. Miles Naylor bats five. Darlin Montero bats six. Pedro Pineda will bat seventh, playing right field. The designated hitter at the eighth spot, number two, Nelson Beltran will bat eighth. And then Casey Yamuchi will bat nine, playing second base. Luke Mann with one down and runner on first faces off against Casey Anderson for the first time today. The rawhide right-hander gets ready for the pitch. It's a slider, clips the outside corner for strike number one. Casey Anderson will be pitching to Kenny Castillo behind home plate. Modifi Marte will be over at first. Christopher Torin will be at second. Yancel Luis will play short. Ruben Santana will be over at third. Pitch from Anderson misses outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Casey Anderson, the four-seam fastball, the sinker, the slider, the changeup. The four-pitch arsenal from the rawhide right-hander. The 23-year-old. He spent his time at Utah Valley. That slider popped up to the left side. We'll see who will call it off. Charging in, and that one's going to land just right of the third base line. And it'll end up being Junior Franco, who was scooping up out there in left field. So now two out, two base runners here in the bottom of the first inning. Nate Nankill will step up to the plate. He leads his team in batting average with a .259. It was a difficult play either way. A lot of room to run for both Ruben Santana and Junior Franco. And on a play like that for Franco, the wind's blowing out into outfield, so the ball just kind of keeps on creeping away further from him over at third. Pitch on the way. Another slider. This time it misses low for ball one. And then for Junior Franco, trying to let way for Ruben Santana to make the grab, but instead unable to make the grab. And a ball that drops in between both fielders. 1-0 pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike number one. One ball, one strike with one away. Nate Nankill, the fourth batter here in the inning. Casey Anderson glances over at second base before he gets ready to deal. The pitch is fouled backwards, and the count will move to 1-2. Rawhide sporting their road gray uniforms today. Lysiele across the chest. Gray tops, gray bottoms. Red piping along the side with the red caps, the Rawhide R Lasso logo in the front, black bills. Casey Anderson glances over at second, the pitch on the way, and it misses outside. Good job by Kenny Castillo to keep the ball in front of him. 2-2 with one down. Six-game series here in Stockton. Only time the Rawhide will be up north this season. Upcoming pitch on the way from Anderson. And misses low once again for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Anderson spent a minimal amount of time with Rawhide in
in 2023. Acquired in the 11th round by the Arizona Diamondbacks in last year's MLB draft. That pitch is fouled backwards, so we'll see 3 balls and 2 strikes. 5 games played with the Rawhide last fall. And in those 5 games, 4 were starts, and he finished the year with a 10.38 ERA with the Rawhide. 1-2 was his record. 3 balls, 2 strikes, a pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side, it's a high chopper. Torino will scoop it, throws to first. Anderson has the cover. He'll glance over at third, but there will be no other plays. 2 down here in the bottom of the first inning. So Nate Nankiel will ground out, and he'll bring up Miles Naylor to the plate. One of 3 prospects in the top 30 in the Ports organization, according to MLB.com. Naylor batting 136 with 2 home runs, and he crushes this one into right center field, goes back towards the wall. Modifi Marte will look up, and that ball is gone, making 3 home runs on the season for Miles Naylor, and the Ports have an early 3-0 ball game here in the bottom of the first inning. A series where the ball will likely carry all throughout the week. And Miles Naylor, he barrels up a ball, and he carries out into the right center field grass. And as soon as it left the bat, it sounded like it had enough to get out, and it sure enough did. And the ball just never died. It just kept on carrying and carrying until it got out of here. So with 2 down, Casey Anderson's given up 3 runs here in the bottom of the first inning. That pitch goes in there for strike number 1. It brings up Darlin Montero to the plate. Now he swings and sends this one into right field. A drop in front of Josefa. Bad read. It's going to get all the way to the right field wall. Rounding first goes over to second. Montero will get there standing up. And I don't know if the ball took an odd bounce out there in the right field grass, but Josefa, who had a chance to cut it off, instead it rolls all the way to the padding out in right field. And with 2 down, the Ports have had back-to-back hits here. A 4-hit inning brings up Pedro Pineda to the plate. And that will be the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, making his way out for the first time this week. Manager for the Rawhide, manager D. Garner, in his second year managing the Visalia Rawhide. 3rd year in Tulare County. Brad Marcelino, the hitting coach, will wear number 4. Tyler Mark, wear 26. He was part of the 2019 Visalia Rawhide championship squad, 1 of 3. In team history, and then lastly, the bench coach, number 5, Jaime Del Valle. Meanwhile, for the Stockton Ports, number 19, Javier Goodard will be the manager for the Ports this week and all season long. Gabriel Ozuna will be the pitching coach. Ron Whitmire will be the hitting coach. And then number 12, Luis Baez, will be the other assistant hitting coach. So with 2 down, it brings up Pedro Pineda to the plate. The Ports right fielder. Up 3-0, already 4 Ports hits here in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson glances at second before his pitch, and this one's hit through the left side of the infield. Rounding third will be Montero. He'll be held up there, and Ruben Santana will have the cutoff and now make it 5 hits here in the bottom of the first inning. The Ports swinging the bat early, and it'll bring up Nelson Beltran to the plate. And the first 2 outings for Casey Anderson this season, the most hits he had given up was 3. It was the outing against Lake Elsinore where he only went 1/3 of an inning. And now Nelson Beltran steps up, looking to get hit number 6 already here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch on the way from Casey Anderson. It goes to the slider and it misses outside for ball 1. Anderson, first team all WAC last spring, in spring 2023, when he was a junior at Utah Valley. 1-0 pitch on the way from Anderson, who holds up the belt before his deal. McKenny Castillo had to leap up like a frog to prevent that one from getting to the backstop. During his time in college, bounced around Utah Valley, Eastern Arizona College, College of Southern Idaho, and College of Southern Nevada were all schools that Anderson spent his college days at. 2-0 pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. And it will go foul for strike number one. Anderson, most hits he's allowed in his career has been five. It was last September against the Rancho Quakes. So he's already tied it here in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson's 2-1 on the way, and he goes fastball bottom of the zone for strike number two. Two balls and two strikes. Rahide 10-10. Rahide will look to play above 500 for the first time since the San Jose series. 2-2 pitch on the way here from Casey Anderson. High, just above the letters. And the count will move to three balls and two strikes. Tonight, the Puerto de Caballeros de Stockton. Another term for the Iron Horse in their Copa jersey here on this Tuesday night. 3-2, pickoff attempt at first. Not in time. Marte applied the tag, but barely underneath the tag goes Pedro Pineda. You're just joining us. Already a three-run first inning, and Stockton looking to add on. 3-2 on the way from Anderson. This one's fouled off to the right side. Goes up into the crowd, and it's Portisub's foul ball. Portisub, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Three balls and two strikes. Anderson looking to avoid his first walk of the ball game. If so, it would load the bases. Anderson, another pause at the belt. The payoff on the way. And this one's fouled off the body, which appears to be Kenny Castillo. And it was Pedro Pineda who was put in motion to try to get the stolen bag. Caballos to Stockton. The white pants with the green, black, and purple stripes in the front. A blue Stockton Ports helmet still. Payoff pitch on the way. And it's going to hit Beltran in the back square on his number two on the back of his back. And bases will be now loaded here for Casey Anderson. And it brings up Casey Yamuchi to the plate.
Second baseman, number three, Casey Yamuchi.
There, Casey Yamuchi will step up to the plate here for Stockton. Rahide will have their Copa night next Thursday when they return as the Toros for the first time in 2024. Upcoming two-out pitch on the way from Casey Anderson. And that pitch barely misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Anderson deciding to go with the off-speed pitch. Unable to clip the outside corner. Yenny Olaboy, ninth batter of the inning. And this one's grounded to the left side. Santana struggles to get it at first, but he ends up picking it up and stepping on the third base bag. For the force out over at third, it was Pedro Pineda. But the inning finally comes to a conclusion. Not before the Stockton Ports put on three runs on five hits. No errors and three runners left on base. We're through one here in Stockton where the Ports lead over the Rahide 3-0. You're listening to Rahide Baseball by SaintLarRahide.com.
Attention, baseball fans.
Toyota. Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back here to Stockton, California. Game number one of the six-game series, and the Rawhide once again having a play from behind here as we enter the top of the second inning. Thanks to a three-run Ports Furs. In your tour, face off against Kenny Castillo. Castillo was up at bat in that first inning before Ruben Santana was picked off over at first base. And now Castillo quickly behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. This is the 13th game this season where the Rawhide have allowed their opponent to score first. 0-2 pitch on the way here from Tor. And he goes outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Get to know Junior a little bit more. Signed as a free agent in December of 2022. $100,000 signing bonus out of Cuba. There's a 1.51 ERA with 78 strikeouts during the Cuban National Series from 2018 to 2021. One ball and two strikes here to Kenny Castillo. Tor gets ready for the pitch and the deal on the way. And that one popped up and popped straight backwards, and it may have hit a window. If so, your friends at Vision Glassworks can call today at 559-747-2000 for a free quote. Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. 1-2 pitch on the way here to Kenny Castillo, and he takes that one a little bit inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. The Rawhide on last week is their first six-game series of the season. So now their first six-game series at home, so now 1-1 after they dropped the six-game set against Lake Elsinore. This one's punched into right field, and it will bounce off the chalk out on the right field line, and it will ricochet into the crowd. And just like that, Kenny Castillo, second leadoff double the ball game here. Yancel Luis did it back in the first, and Kenny Castillo does it here in the second inning. And already here in the top of the second inning, we have seven combined hits between the Ports and the Hive. So now it'll be Drew Jones to step up to the plate here for Visalia. And Drew, he's been on a groove as of lately. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Drew Jones. And that one misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Drew Jones, a two-run home run on Friday night's ball game. 1-0 pitch on the way. And Jones fouls that one backwards for strike one. One ball and one strike. Drew Jones asked him prior to today's ball game about some of the popularity that's been going around on Twitter surrounding Drew Jones. 1-1 pitch, glance over at second, the deal. About to hold off, pickoff attempt at second, and Castillo is able to dive back in time. Not a big stolen base threat. The Tour just trying to keep the Rawhide catcher in check over there at second base. But Jones talking about the posts. He said just trying to win the ball game, trying to stay focused. 1-1 outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Jones is trying to stay focused, trying to win the ball game, trying to be the best teammate that he can. Love that interview. Played a little bit later on in this ball game for Drew. But it always seems to be so level-headed. Doesn't seem to go too low into the valleys and not too high in the mountains. 2-1 pitch on the way. And Jones just gets a hand on it and pokes it off to the right side. Two balls and two strikes. Drew Jones last week, he went opposite field in that home run. The ball that he got enough of a piece on. There was some wind blown out into right field. But either way, Drew Jones, I believe, without that wind, still would have had enough to get it out of the ballpark. two balls and two strikes, no outs. Drew Jones will get ready for the pitch with the runner in scoring position over at second base. Tor glances at second before the deal, and Jones tries to poke this one into right, and he does. It drops in for a base hit. Kenny Castillo will be waved home. He'll come home to score. Jones dives headfirst into second base, and he's got the third rawhide extra base hit of the ball game. And with no outs, first two runners aboard, and the rawhide cut down the lead at two. It's out 3-1 here in the top of the second inning.
Now batting designated hitter number 13, Cole Roberts.
So now bring up Cole Roberts to the plate. Cole Roberts 2-14. Last week, shows bunt, pulls it backwards, but it goes in there for strike one either way. And Cole Roberts, I don't think, necessarily agreed with the call. He looked back in a little bit of a shock. So Roberts now behind in the count 0-1. And Junior Tor gets ready for the second pitch to the Rawhide DH. And that pitch misses low. Count moves to one ball and one strike here to Cole Roberts. Played three games in last week's series. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Cole. And he sends that one into left field. And underneath it is the left fielder to make the grab. It's Nate Nankill for out number one. So now bring up Modifi Marte to the plate.
Now batting first baseman, number 11, Modifi Marte.
Modifi Marte, 1-for-9 last week. He didn't get his first hit at home until late in last week's series. He was 0-for-6, I should say, in the series entering Saturday's ball game. Hitless at Valley Strong Ballpark. And in his first at-bat of the ball game, he had a single and ended up scoring a run later in the inning. 0-1 with one away, already a combined 8 hits here in the top of the second inning. Modifi Marte will get ready for the pitch from Junior Tor, and he grounds that one off to the left side for strike number 2. Well, strikeouts in a ball game for Junior, 3 Ks. So far in this ball game, still looking for his first strikeout of the ball game. 3 of his outs have come from the field, The only other out has come from a pickoff attempt over at first that ended up getting Ruben Santana. That ball bounced in for ball one, 1-2. Final game here in the month of April. And this month has just completely flown by. Rawhide with an opening weekend sweep against the Inland Empire 66ers. Then the Rawhide hosted the San Jose Giants for a 6-game set that was only able to complete 5 games due to weather that affected the whole California League. 1-2 pitch popped up to the right side. Will it stay in play? It appears to be so. The first baseman, Darlin Montero, is underneath it for out number 2.
Awesome.
And now bring up Jake Yosefa to the plate.
Right fielder, number 3, Jake Yosefa.
The Rawhide entering the last week's Inland Empire series, they were 0-for-2 in their last two series. The Rawhide only stole one game in each of those series. It was a Wednesday night win on both April 10th and April 17th. 8-3 against San Jose. Pitch to Yosefa goes in there for strike one. And then a 10-5 win against the Lake Elsinore Storm. It also helps whenever you have Caden Grice on the mound. It makes it a lot more easier to win a ball game when you have the Rawhide southpaw. Big swing and a miss for Yosefa. The count is 0-2. Caden Grice has been so much fun to watch so far this season. And he's scheduled to get the nod tomorrow evening on the first day of May, May 1st. No balls and 2 strikes with 2 away. Drew Jones is over at second base. A glance over at second before the pitch, the deal. Yosefa wanted to pull the trigger, but he does a good job of holding back, and the count will move to 1-2. So Josefa, bottom of the order before we go to the top for Yancel Luis. This one's grounded to the right side. It's muffed over at first. The throw goes wide. Drew Jones is going to come home to score off the throwing error. He'll slide in feet first. Josefa will stay over on the first base side. And a routine play over at second base. Casey Yamushi tries to field it. And it may have taken a bad bounce on him at the last second. Bounces up to his belt. Tries to field it quickly, but Josefa sprints down the line, and he's able to reach. It will likely be counted on an error, whether it's a throwing or fielding error, yet to be determined here. And then Drew Jones comes home to score once the ball hits the dugout over there on the first base side. So the Rawhide back within a run. It's now 3-2. Pickoff attempt over at first. And diving back in there safely is Josefa. So first error of the ball game. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service. Surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That's 625-2318. Two down here in the top of the second inning. Yancel Luis had a leadoff double, and the pitch misses downstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So Josefa will officially reach on a fielding error, and then it will be counted as a throwing error against Casey Yamushi. So go down as two errors against the Ports on one play. One ball and no strikes. The pitch on the way to Luis, and he rips this one into right field. And forget about it. See you later. The first home run of the series. And Yancel Luis took that one on a ride. And his first home run in 2024 is a no-doubter. And just like that, the Rawhide are back on top. It's 4-3 in the top of the second inning. Talked about the ball would be carrying here tonight. We were waiting to see the pop from Yancel Luis this season, and we finally got to see it there. And wow, was it a moonshot. A loud hit for Yancel Luis, a bases clearing two-run homer. So Stockton scores three runs in the bottom of the first inning off of Casey Anderson on five hits. And the Rawhide bats say, we got your back, Casey. They come up and score four runs here in the top of the second inning. And we're still going as it's going to be Christopher Torin. And Torin, another guy who's got home run pop. So entering the series last week, the Rawhide had just one home run. It was Christopher Torin's home run on April 9th, opening Tuesday at Valley Strong Ballpark. And then Junior Franco, a two-home run ball game on Thursday night. Drew Jones, his first home run of the season, made the Rawhide sit at four. It's still last in the California League. The only team in front of him is the Stockton Ports with six. But then Yancel Luis leaves the yard and puts the Rawhide at five home runs. However, Stockton, they did have a home run thanks to Miles Naylor in the bottom of the first inning. Christopher Torin, not a guy who's going to strike out often. He's already headed the count, two balls and no strikes with two away. Christopher Torin leads the team with 17 walks. He's looking for 18 right here. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that misses low as well. Three balls and no strikes. He just has such great discipline and understanding when he's standing there on the right side. Junior Tor looking to avoid having two outs and another runner a base with Ruben Santana waiting on deck. 3-0 pitch on the way, and Christopher Torin shows off the vision. He draws ball four. Four-pitch walk brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. First time today, Christopher Torin reaches base, and that'll be Ruben Santana, one of two walks off of the Ports right-hander. Santana, 6'190". First pitch on the way here to Santana. A glance over the shoulder before the deal. And the pitch misses outside for ball number one. One ball and no strikes. Ruben Santana, one of six Rawhide players in the top 30 in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, according to MLB.com. 1-0, Torin's in motion. He's going to try to steal second, and he will not. A great throw by the catcher, Cole Kahn, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Christopher Torin thrown out at second base, but the Rawhide put up four runs in the top of the second, including a two-run home run from Yancel Luis, his first here in 2024. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. Rawhide 4, Ports 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by sale at rawhide.com.
That air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. It's 43024. Grab the keys.
Welcome back here to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Game one of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. And we go back to the top of the order here for Stockton. Cole Kahn, Ryan Lasko, and Luke Mann. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Tuesday night. The Rawhide traveling to Stockton for the first and only time this season. That pitch fouled backwards for strike number one. One and one moves the count. The Rawhide last year, they played the Stockton Ports in their third series of the season. And it was up here in Stockton. 1-1 pitch. And that one misses outside for ball two. A series where the Rawhide won five of their six games. They were on a six-game winning streak, which is actually the longest last year. And the Rawhide on four-game winning streak looking to get to that point. The Rawhide started the winning streak on Tipper's birthday. Funny you say that, because Sunday was Tipper's birthday, so maybe Tipper brings some luck here for the Rawhide. This one's lifted into left field. Retreating backwards a couple steps is Junior Franco. He's underneath it for out number one. So Cole Kahn sat down for the first time today, but it was a Sunday win against Rancho. Then it wasn't until the following Sunday where the Rawhide had lost to the Ports before returning home to take on the Lake Elsinore Storm. Longest winning streak, six games last year. Slider outside, ball one. But this is a crucial stretch right now here for the Hide, and I've been saying this really since last week. The Rawhide had Inland Empire at home for six games, and they took care of business, winning five out of six games. Their only loss was a Wednesday night ball game where the Rawhide never really felt like they were in it. Slider on the inside corner for strike one. The Rawhide losing Wednesday night's ball game 5-1. But outside of that, the Rawhide took care of business. Not all the wins were clean, but it doesn't matter how they got the win. All that matters is the W in the win column. And Inland Empire, and last in the Cal South, he had to win those games. And now here in Stockton, the Ports are 5-14. They're last in the Cal North. You take care of business against them. You win. You got to win the series at the minimum. And if you can win five, six games, you're in a really good spot heading home to take on the Rancho Quakes. The Rawhide will host the Quakes for their first home series in May, which will kick off. Strike three on the outside corner. And Casey Anderson, his first strikeout of the ball game, and it's brought to you by Allstate Insurance, Abraham Pian. Give him a call today. Allstate, you're in good hands. So with two down, he'll bring up Luke Mann to the plate. Go back to the point, 13 games in 14 days as the Rawhide return home to take on the Quakes. Quakes in Storm. The Storm are right behind them in the Cal South standings, and then Rancho obviously up there in first place. So 3 weeks worth of baseball. You could say four if you want to include the Inland Empire series. The largest deficit that the Rawhide have faced so far, 5.5 games. The pitch from Casey Anderson is low for ball one, 1-1. The Rawhide, their largest lead. They have led the division at one point in the series, his first three games of the year. This one's lifted into right. Will stay playable, it seems. Josefa with his heels at the warning track. He's underneath it to make the grab. And for the first time today, one of the teams goes down in order. It's the Stockton Ports. You're in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. Ports trail the Rawhide. High lead 4-3 thanks to a Yonzel Luis two-run home run in the top of the second inning. 2 innings of baseball are done here at Banner Island Ballpark, and the Rawhide are on top of the Ports. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by sale at rawhide.com.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Joe Gonzalez with you as we move into the top of the third inning. Visalia leads this ball game 4-3. Here on this Tuesday night, Ruben Santana will lead things off. And he takes that one in there for strike number one. Ruben Santana, Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo, 3-4-5 to appear for the Hyde in the top of the third inning. Junior Tour remains on the mound here for Stockton. 1-1 pitch, hit right back up the middle, and it's a leadoff base hit for the third straight inning for the Hyde. Ruben Santana, middle, sends it right into center field. Second time today, Ruben Santana has gone aboard in a series where he was 1-for-15. He's now reached base safely twice today. And now we'll bring up Junior Franco, one of three left-handed bats here in the Rawhide order tonight. Junior Franco, Jaque Josefa, and Yonzel Luis, the Rawhide switch hitter. Pitch on the way to Franco, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. Franco last week, 5-for-15. Already touched on his two home run ball game. Upcoming 0-1 on the way to Junior, and he swings on the second pitch, grounds it to the right side, trying to turn two. They get Santana at first, or over at second, should say, but they're unable to get Franco over at first. So it'll be a fielder's choice. Santana's out, and Junior Franco is safe over at first.
Now batting catcher number 7, Kenny Castillo.
Now Kenny Castillo will get ready to step up to the plate. So far this season, Stockton on the double play ball, they've been able to turn 20 of those. That's tied for second best in the Cal League. And in the Lake Elsinore series, Rawhide were tied for last place, at least the amount of double plays turned. The Rawhead were able to turn a handful of them last week against the 66ers. They've now turned 18 this year, and they're fifth in the Cal League in that department. Rawhead defense has definitely improved over the last week and a half. 0-1 pitch on the way here to Kenny Castillo. 6'2", 170 catcher will get ready for the pitch. And he will take that one a little bit outside for ball one, 1-1. Rawhide defense has not committed an error since the 10-0 loss against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Now I'll make that two Sundays ago. Castillo fouls that one off to the left side for strike number two, one ball and two strikes. Kenny Castillo, 5-for-13. He played four out of the six games last week, with the other two games that other catcher started was Jeremiah Boyd. One ball, two strikes, one away. Castillo will get ready for the pitch from Junior Tor. And his pitch, slider outside, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Adrian DeLeon reinstated today, coming off the injured list where he was hurt against Lake Elsinore in the Thursday ball game. 2-2 pitch on the way here to Kenny Castillo. And he takes out inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. So with Adrian DeLeon being activated once again, Jeremiah Boyd returns to the development list for the second time this season, where he started there. And he had a chance to get two starts against Inland Empire. He was hitless during those games. 3-2 pitch, hit on a line for a base hit. And Kenny Castillo, he's now 2-for-2 in the ball game. A double back in the second, and now a single here in the top of the third inning. Drew Jones will step up to the plate.
Stella Cam, $27 for 10 minutes.
So now the Rawhide, five hits here in this ball game. Stockton with five. 10 combined hits here in the first two and a third inning. The most combined hits in a ball game this season, it was 23. It was the opening Sunday of the season against the Inland Empire 66ers. First pitch swinging for Drew Jones, and he's behind in the count 0-1. Jones has Franco over at second, Kenny Castillo over on first. Jones bats from the right side. It's a right-on-right matchup. He has struggled more against right-handed pitching than left-handed pitchers. And the upcoming 0-1 on the way to the Rawhide center fielder. And he takes that one in the dirt for a ball, and the count moves to 1-1. Jones really turned it on in recent games, really ever since April 17th. Upcoming 1-1 on the way to the center fielder. Hit to the right side, base hit. Drew Jones hits it through. Franco will be held up over at third. And so far in this ball game, Drew Jones is 2-for-2. Seen the ball really well as of lately. A double and a single as well for Drew Jones.
Now batting, designated hitter, number 13, Cole Roberts.
So Franco over at third. Kenny Castillo at second. Drew Jones over at first. There's one down. Cole Roberts steps up to the plate. And last time out, he flew out into left field. Pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike number one. 0-1 with one away. And it's Jake Josefa who awaits on deck. The Rawhide 7 through 9 have struggled this season. But an RBI opportunity, and it ends up hitting Junior Franco in the ankle on a line drive on the ground. And now the trainer, Kat Wade, will make her way out to check on Junior. And a laser beam on the ground. And ends up hitting Franco directly in the ankle. And now the athletic trainer, Catwood A, will signal for Franco to get a light jog. And he appears to be all right. So despite the hit runner, home plate umpire said the ball was foul, so the count moves to 0-2. Cole Roberts batting 207 with four RBIs this season. And he has a chance to add on to those RBIs with Junior Franco at third, Kenny Castillo at second. He takes a pitch inside, and he gets called out on the inside pitch, strike three, two down here in the top of the third inning. Cole Roberts did not agree with the call, and now we'll bring up Modifi Marte to the plate.
Now batting first baseman, number 11, Modifi Marte.
Roberts lifted his elbows up on the inside pitch. Felt he would have been hit by it, and instead home plate umpire Chad Lagana rings him up. Pitch on the way. Low for ball one. Ride. Four runs on seven hits, no errors. If you're just joining us, we're in the top of the third inning. And one for the Ports. Three runs on five hits, two errors. Those two errors came on one play on a ball that was grounded over to the second baseman, Casey Yamushi. Marte to the left side. It's fielded cleanly by Miles Naylor. He throws to third, and he's able to get Kenny Castillo out on the force out and able to work out of a massive jam his junior tour. Bases loaded. Rawhider unable to capitalize, and they score no runs in the top of the third inning. Three hits, no runs, and one error. Three runners left on base, and we've played two and a half here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Rawhide 4, Ports 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary,
cleanup hitter Nate Nankill will lead things off here for the Ports here in the bottom of the third inning. Casey Anderson remains on the mound here for the Hyde. Where Visalia leads 4-3 here at Banner Island Ballpark. Slider misses outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Longest outing this season for Casey. Three innings of work. It was last week against the 66ers, April 23rd. A ball game where he only allowed one run, struck out three batters. So far here in this ball game, he struck out one. It was Ryan Lasko caught looking. Two balls and a strike here for Nankill. Miles Naylor awaits on deck. 2-1 pitch on the way. This one's ripped into left field, going back towards the wall. And Junior Franco's going to look up, and that ball's gone. Home run number three of the ball game. Home run number two from the Stockton Ports. And just like that, the leader in batting average, Nate Nankill, leads the yard for the second time today here from Stockton.
Did you do something? Did you get something, Riley?
Strap in this week. There's going to be a lot of home runs, especially if the wind continues to blow out the way it is so far here tonight. And here's Miles Naylor stepping up to the plate with last time out. He hit it out to right center field for a homer. Pitch on the way, and that one misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Miles Naylor last time out, a three-run home run that scored those three runs that were scored in the bottom of the first inning. And this ball sneaks underneath Modifu Marte's glove. And we'll see if this will be counted as a hit or an error. It was hit fairly well, but I feel a play that Modifu Marte probably should have made. Either way, there's a runner over at first base. If it's a hit, it would be Stockton's seventh of the ballgame. If it's an error, it would be the Rawhide's first since the Sunday against Lake Elsinore. First pitch of the at-bat on the way to Montero. He fouls it off to the left side. Count moves to 0-1. And it will be counted as a fielding error against Modifu Marte, so that will be the way Miles Naylor reaches, still with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Casey Anderson, and it misses low and inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. So there you have it, a streak of six straight games without an error. It comes to a conclusion. 1-1 on the way from Anderson. And that one breaks left late for strike number two. The Rawhide, one error in the Sunday, April 21st loss at the Diamond out in Lake Elsinore. A ball game where the Visalia Rawhide were shut out for the second time this year. 1-2, fouled backwards. Count will remain the same. The only other time the Rawhide have been shut out this season, it was a 3-0 loss on the opening week game against the San Jose Giants. One ball and two strikes, no outs. Montero gets ready for the pitch. And it misses in the dirt for ball number two. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes here on this final day in April. Pitch on the way. Casey Anderson's pitch misses outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Outside of this series against the Stockton Ports, the Rawhide will be sleeping in their beds for all through the month of May. Talked about that double homestand against the Rancho Quakes in Lake Elsinore Storm. Grounded back up the middle. Anderson will field it. Throws to second for one. Down to first. Not in time. Gonzalo Luis put a nice heave into it, but not enough time despite the stretch from Marte. So the 1-6 fielder's choice will allow for Montero to reach. Brings up Pedro Pineda to the plate. But the only road trip outside of this Stockton series that's already begun is the Rawhide facing off against the Fresno Grizzlies May 21st through the 26th. Casey Anderson slider outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Ports looking for their seventh hit of the ball game. It would be the 14th combined hit here in just the bottom of the third inning, where we've had three scoreless frames, but two frames with crooked numbers, four for the Rawhide in the second, and three for the Ports in the bottom of the first. One ball, one strike with one away. Pedro Pineda at the plate. Casey Anderson retired the side in order in the second inning. 1-1 on the way, and that one's fouled off on the throat of the bat for strike number two. Rawhide will host Inland Empire for the final homestand in the month of May before the calendar switches over to June. The next trip down south of the Grapevine, swing and a miss. And Casey Anderson with his second strikeout of the ballgame. And with that, strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance, Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Pedro Pineda is struck out. Second strikeout of the ballgame here for Casey Anderson. But two down, it'll be Nelson Beltran stepping up to the plate. And he takes that one in there for strike number one on the sinker. So talking about that travel down south of the Grapevine, it will be on June 4th when the Rawhide had to travel to Lone Depot for the first time in 2024. A one on the way, grounded to the left side. It will be fielded by Santana. He drops it. He'll have to throw quickly. Throw to first is not in time. And already multiple times here in this ball game where a ball that should have been a routine play ends up turning into a base runner. We'll see if this one gets counted as the second Rawhide here in the ball game.
Casey Yamauchi.
And now bringing Casey Yamauchi to the play. I would think this one would be counted as an error as well. The ball's on a backhand to Santana. All he had to do was jab at it, and the ball's in his glove. And it will be counted as it. So it'll be an E5, second Rawhide error of the ball game. And with that, it advances Miles Naylor over to second base. Darlin Montero over to second. So Montero at second, Beltran at first. Both those two base runners reached off of either fielder's choice or an error. And this ball bounces off Ruben Santana. He'll field it, and he's got no play to make. Back-to-back balls where Ruben Santana can't field it cleanly. And the bases will now be loaded as they go back to the top of the order here for Cole Kahn, the Stockton Ports catcher. Will that be the second straight error against Ruben Santana? There's only been once this season where a player has had a multi-error ball game. And they're going to count it as a single. So Casey Yamauchi will get his first base hit of the ball game. Seventh here for the Ports. Montero over at third. Beltran at second. Yamauchi at first. Manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound, and it will not be the longest outing of the season here for Casey Anderson as they go 2 2/3. When we come back, we'll have Casey Anderson's numbers, and we'll also get the new arm in the ballgame here for the Rawhide. Visalia 4, Stockton 4. Bottom 3 with bases loaded, and we have a pitching change. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalia.rawhide.com.
Action. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab.
ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Rawhide, the first team to go to the pen here tonight, and it will be the right-hander Hayden Dirk checking in the ballgame here for Visalia. Casey Anderson's night comes to a conclusion after 2 2/3 innings. All three base runners aboard are Casey Anderson's responsibilities. Hayden Dirk will look to get him out of the sticky situation with two down. Cole Kahn here in the top of the order. So far in this inning, there's been two hits, including a Nate Nankill solo home run. One and oh with two down. Anderson, seven hits, four earned runs, two Ks and two homers. And the pitch inside for ball two, two and oh. Hayden Dirk ties the team for the most holds with two so far this season. 2-0 on the way, and that one misses inside as well. Ball three, 3-0. Hidden enters his ballgame with the four-seam fastball, the slider, and the curveball. Three-pitch arsenal for the Rawhide right-hander. 3-0 on the way. Downstairs, ball four. One run will come home to score. It will be Darlin Montero from third. And just like that, the Poors take back the lead. It's now 5-4 in the bottom of the third inning.
Now batting, center fielder, number 9, Ryan Lasko.
So Ryan Lasko now will step up to the plate. 0-2 here in the ballgame, including a strikeout looking and a flyout to right field. Five pitches now here from Hayden Dirk, and he's missed all of them. That was a slider that missed in the opposite dirt for ball one, 1-0. And now time will be called here from Lasko. The only batter who hasn't hit here in this inning is Luke Mann. He awaits on deck. 1-0 with two down. Dirk's pitch on the way, and that's a fastball inside for strike number one. 1-1 with two down, bases loaded. And the wind continues to blow out into left center field. 1-1 from Dirk, and that one's a fastball right down the middle for strike number two. So a chance here for Dirk to limit the damage, only one run, but he needs one more strike or his defense to step up behind him. 1-2 on the way, elevated fastball swung on and missed. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Two hits, two runs, two errors, and three runners left on base. And we're through three innings of work here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton. Ports 5, Rawhide 4. You're watching Raw. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Salia, rawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB zone where you can follow your...
Right fielder number 3, Jacques Yostepa.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. Top four we go. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night. Ports 5, Hyde 4. Jacque Yosefa will lead things off here. First pitch goes in there for strike number one. Yosefa Luis Torin, 9-1-2 due up here for Visalia in the fourth inning. And a bunt shown by Yosefa is fouled off to the left side for strike number two. So the Ports go to the pen for the first time tonight. They follow suit with what manager D. Garner decides to do. And it's brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 0-2 pitch outside ball one. One ball and two strikes. And the Ports will go with the southpaw here. I'm coming 1-2. And Yosefa swinging on a pitch way outside for strikeout number one of the inning.
That's $5 to St. Jude's Hospital. Now batting number 10.
So now be number out number one, and it'll be Yancel Luis stepping up to the plate. Talk about Tours numbers in a second, but Yancel Luis will bunt it, but try to outrun it over at first. And the foot barely stays on the bag by Montero. And Yancel Luis is thrown out by the catcher. It goes to the 2-3 connection for out number two. The Junior Tours night comes to a conclusion. Three innings of work. He also gave up seven hits, just like Casey Anderson. Four runs, however, only one of them was earned. Two walks and a strikeout. He did give up the two-run home run to Yancel Luis. Christopher Torin at the plate. And it's a slider that clips the outside corner for strike number one. Diego Barrera, the 6'165", 23-year-old left-hander's on the mound. And that pitch goes in there for strike number two. A 20th round draft pick out of Loyola Marymount, the same school that Cole Roberts attended. So far this season, he's pitched 10 and a third with a 7.84 ERA, and he's looking to retire the side right here. Torin fouls it off to the left side for, once again, strike number two. Spent one game out in AAA, where he played with the Las Vegas Aviators. Coming 0-2 on the way. Grounded to the left side. It's a slow roller picked up by the third baseman, Luke Mann. And he's able to throw out Christopher Torin. And the Rawhide go down in order for the first time today. So we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here, where the Ports lead over the Hide 5-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Luke Mann will walk up to Luke Combs here on this Tuesday night. First pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike number one. It'll be Mann, Nankill, and Naylor. Two of those three guys that I just mentioned have a home run here in this ballgame. Mann's 0-1. And that one misses outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Hayden Dirk looks ready to dig in for his first full inning of work. And the pitch inside moves for two balls and a strike. Rawhide pitching this season has been a series season of ups and downs. For the first two series of the season, they were first in the Cal League in pitching. And that one misses outside for ball three, 3-1. Since then, the Rawhide now sit at fourth in the Cal League with a 4.38 ERA. But the surprising one there, 238 strikeouts. Its first pitch upstairs for a ball. Five-pitch walk here from Hayden Dirk. And bring up Nate Nankill to the plate. So you talk about, wow, 238 strikeouts, and it's an impressive stat line. But when you look at the walks, it's 142. It leads the Cali. So pick your poison is what I've been saying all season long on that. On that sort of statistic, pitch on the way. And this is outside for ball one. Hayden Durr came in, and his first five pitches were balls. The Rawhide pitching, as I mentioned, leading the league. That pitch on the outside corner for strike one. 142 walks from Rawhide pitching. The next closest team is the Port. They have 117. So a nearly 30-walk differential between the first and second place spot. 1-1 on the way. And that one misses low for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Nate Nankill in his last at-bat. A solo home run in what turned out to be an eight-batter inning where the Ports put up two runs in the bottom of the third inning. Hayden Dirks 2-1 on the way. And that one's fouled backwards for strike number two. Hayden Dirks spent his time playing at Rice. CUSA's club. Upcoming 2-2 on the way here from Nankill. And that one's bounced in. And nearly comes right into the press box here. So a ball that bounces in front of Kenny Castillo. And it leaps over the top of the backstop. And the count will now move to three balls and two strikes. So full count here with the runner over at second base on the wild pitch. Luke Mann, and now this one's ripped into center field. Drew Jones races backwards, and this one's going to bounce off the right center field wall. Takes an odd bounce. Drew Jones fields it, throws it into second. It's cut off by the second baseman, Christopher Torin, but it's going to end up scoring Luke Mann from second base. A hard hit shot here from Nate Nankill. His second extra base hit of the ball game. His second RBI of the ball game. And it will now bring up Miles Naylor to the plate. And now it's going to be the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, making his way out to the mound to have a word with his relief pitcher, Hayden Durk.
Sports fans, there is still a chance to scan the QR code on the video board to predict how many home runs the Los Caballos will score for hitting this game.
The mound visit will come to a conclusion. The home plate umpire, Chad Lagana, will make his way out to the mound, or this will come to an end. So now we'll bring up Miles Naylor to the plate. There's still no outs and a runner over at second base. According to MLB.com, Naylor comes in as the eighth-ranked prospect in the Oakland A's organization. Pitch on the way, and this one's fouled backwards for strike number one. Naylor, one of three of the Naylor brothers. And his oldest brother, Josh Naylor, 12th overall pick in the 2015 MLB draft. His brother Bo Naylor, the 29th overall pick in 2018. Pitch goes in there for strike number two. And Naylor, one thing they've been looking for is the power to be there, and he showed off the power earlier in this ball game. 0-2 pitch on the way, his third of the year. And the upcoming pitch on the way to Miles, and he swings and misses for out number one. So now I'll bring up Darlin Montero to the plate. A swing and a miss. Puts up one down here in the inning, and the strikeout's brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. No balls and a strike here to Darlin Montero. His pitch, outside corner for strike number two. Going back to the Naylor brothers, both of them playing with the Cleveland Guardians here in 2024. Older brother Bo Naylor batting 200 so far with two home runs. New one for Josh Naylor. That pitch is upstairs for a ball. Josh Naylor batting in 282 with seven homers. And now three pitch strikeout here, back-to-back K's here from Hayden Durant. Another strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today, 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Pedro Pineda will step up to the plate, pitch on the way. And that one, a heater right down the middle for strike number one. Pineda so far in this ballgame, 1-for-2. He had a single back in the first and a strikeout swinging back in the third. And an upstairs fastball misses for ball number one. One ball and no strikes. The upcoming 1-1 to Pineda. And that one's jammed up on the hands. Calling off as a first baseman, Mark Day. He's underneath it, and he makes the grab. But Nate Nankill, the extra base hit, RBI, scores Luke Mann over from second base, and the Ports add on another run. They lead 6-4 through four innings of work here at Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're at the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Sale at Rawhide.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Ruben Santana will lay things off here for the Hide as we move to the top of the fifth inning. Pitch on the way here, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Diego Barrera remains on the mound here. Talked about his game on April 26th against the Sacramento Rivercats, and he was playing for the Las Vegas Aviators. An inning and two-thirds in that ball game, allowed three hits and three runs, walked one batter. But outside of that, six games so far here for the Ports, including several outings against Modesto and Fresno. A pitch outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes so far this season. A 7.84 ERA through eight games. 10 1/3 inning of work with 13 strikeouts. And make it now 14 as Ruben Santana's swing and a miss. First time today, Ruben Santana has been sat down. He had a walk and a single in his first two at-bats. And now bring up Junior Franco to the plate. And one thing that the Rawhide struggled with in the second half of the series last week, pitch on the way, slider in there for strike one. Rawhide really struggled with scoring runs after the third inning. It was a struggle that they had in the first two series, and Franco rips this one into right field, going back, and it will go up the top of the wall, stay in play. Franco to first, he'll go over to second, and he'll stand up there, and another extra base hit here from the Rawhide, and now make it three doubles on the evening here for Visalia.
Now batting catcher number 7, Kenny Castillo.
Now Bram Kenny Castillo to the plate. So far in this ball game, he is now 2-for-2. So making now four doubles, should say. It's been Drew Jones, Kenny Castillo, Yancel Luis, and Junior Franco. First pitch of the at-bat on the way to the Rawhide catcher. And that pitch goes in there for strike number one. And the ball has definitely flown today. 0-1 pitch on the way. On a ballpark that has played small so far here in game one. Pitch on the outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. A lot of the guys were saying, like, Elsdorner felt like the ball was really flying there in BP. But it just never seemed to be the case in that six-game series. It wasn't until game four that there was the first home run. 1-1 on the way. Slider outside, ball two. But it wasn't until later in the series that there was those first home runs. Rye didn't hit any homers down south. I'm coming 2-1 pitch on the way to Castillo. And that's a swing and a miss for strike two, but some of the guys said it was the ball was flying today, and that has been proof so far in this ballgame. Two balls, two strikes, one away, and I was talking about before the double from Junior Franco about the Rawhide last week in the second half of the series. They struggled to get runs post third inning. Not only that, but just get hits. And the way this ball game's going, 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Kenny Castillo sat down for the second out of the inning. The way this ball game is going, you have to think that the Rawhide can't afford to go stale on their offense for the rest of this ball game. Stockton has scored a run in every inning besides the second. So Visalia is going to need to find a way to tally something together. Drew Jones steps to the plate. He's 2-for-2 here in the ball game. First pitch on the way. Franco's put in motion, and he dives to third, and he's gunned out over at third base. Second time today, the Rod have been caught stealing on the base paths, and Drew Jones will have to walk back to the dugout, and the inning will come to a conclusion. A one-out double from Junior Franco, but he's caught stealing over at third base, and inning top of the fifth comes to a conclusion where the Ports lead over the Hyde 6-4. Halfway through here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Now listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Where you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands.
And one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back here to Stockton, where the Rawhide will go to the pen for the second time today. And pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years, making your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Rio Britton, the new arm in the ballgame here for Visalia. And he comes in for relief for Hayden Dirk, who went one in a third, only allowing one hit. However, he did walk two, strike out three. And the pitch from Rio Britton misses upstairs for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Rawhide pitching now five strikeouts here in this ball game, averaging 10-plus a game. The Rio pitch on the way from the Rawhide southpaw. And that one goes in there for strike number one, Rio Britton. And the lefty, 6'2", 189, spent his college days over at NC State. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike number two. And grew up in Ione, California, 45 minutes northeast here from Sacramento. Or from Stockton, I should say. On the official roster, you place it down as Sacramento. But Ione was the hometown where he grew up in, not far from here. 3-2 pitch on the way, and it's fouled backwards. Rio Britton will face off against Nelson Beltran, Casey Yamushi, and Cole Kahn. Batters 8, 9, and 1 here for the Ports in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-2 pitch on the way. Misses inside. And a leadoff walk here for the Ports. They've only been retired in order once in this ballgame. It was a Casey Anderson 3-up, 3-down against the top of the order.
Number 3, Casey Yamushi.
So Casey Yamushi will step up to the plate. Bottom batter here in the order, here in the fifth inning. And Rio Britton will get ready for the pitch. 1-2 in this ball game is Yamushi. A pitch from Britton, bunt shown. It's going to be a wild pitch. Scooped up by Castillo. His throw to second, not in time. So Beltran will advance over on the wild pitch, and another runner in scoring position. So far in this ball game here for the Ports, with runners in scoring position, they're 4-for-10. They've left 7 aboard. Britton glances over at second. Corrine's not holding the runner on. Pitch is upstairs for ball 2, 2-0. Two and oh. Get ready for the pitch here from Rio Britton. Britton pauses, holds up the belt. Pitch swung, and it will be counted foul. I think it may have gotten a little bit of a hand for Kenny Castillo as he's trying to shake it off. The count will move to 2-1. Britton drafted in the 15th round of last summer's MLB draft out of NC State. And so far this season for Rio, 0-2 with a 6.17 ERA, 6 games played. This is now his 7th of the season. He's only started in 1. 2-1. Upcoming pitch here from Britton. Won't even worry about second. Luis was holding him on for a moment. And the 2-1's inside for ball 3, 3-1. The runner at second is Nelson Beltran. It's the third time he's been aboard, but he has not gotten a hit. He was hit by a pitch in the first, reached off an error, and walked in the fifth inning. The 3-1 before Britton's deal, and it's upstairs for ball 4. Runners on first and second. 5-pitch walk. So now we'll bring up Cole Kahn to the plate. An empty bag over at third base. Stockton has had a hit in, and time will be called. Pitch clock violation called against Britton, but the Ports have had a hit in every inning besides the second, and also included in those hits, they've had an extra base hit in every inning. A 3-run home run from Miles Naylor in the first, a solo shot from Nate Nankill in the third. Nate Nankill also had a double. This ball's bunted back up the middle. Britton only has a play over at first. It was pretty far left of the bag, but Modifi Marte with a nice stretch to make the out. So with the out, it advances everybody 90 feet, and it'll bring up Ryan Lasko to the plate. And so far, he's one of two players for the Ports who does not have a hit. The only other one was Beltran, who I was just mentioning. However, he has been able to step on base. The pitch from Rio Britton with the infield playing in. Foul tipped into the glove for Kenny Castillo. Rawhide on a 4-game winning streak. Their longest winning streak last year was 6 games. And it was a part of whenever the Rawhide were up north playing the Stockton Ports. 0-1 with one away. The pitch from Britton misses inside for a ball, 1-1. Rawhide really need to string together wins right now in order to create that separation from the Lake Elsinore Storm. 1-1 pitch, fouled directly backwards for strike number two. Talking to scores around the California League, let's dive into them. And we'll start off with Lake Elsinore, the team that we're mentioning. They lost earlier to San Jose. The Giants one game below 500 with a record of 11-10. Lake Elsinore drops to 9-11, but the Giants 5-4 winners out at San Jose. 1-2 pitch on the way here from Britton. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's a big strikeout there from Rio Britton. It will allow the defense to go back to their normal position. Two down, and it will bring up Luke Mann to the plate. Third strikeout of the ball game for Ryan Lasko. And Luke Mann is at the plate. A little further south, the Modesto Nuts all over Rancho right now, 9-1. Modesto looking to become the first team to 15 wins in the Cal League. Britton's pitch on the way, and that one's bounced in front. Castile loses it. Britton will show him where to go, and he gets past. The run will score. It will be Nelson Beltran stepping on home. And now Stockton leads by another run. It's now 7-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. Casey Yamushi over at third. 7-4 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rio Britton counted it for the wild pitch. The 1-0 from Britton. The pitch. Slider in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Lastly, down south out in San Bernardino, Fresno currently leading over the 66ers 8-2. That ball game's currently in the top of the eighth inning. 1-1 with two away. The pitch on the way from Rio Britton, and that one's popped straight up. And Kenny Castillo pops off the mask, and he may have lost it. I think Castillo thought it was going to go into the first row of the stands here. It's only about 10 rows from home plate to up here to where we're sitting in the press box. But a pretty deep backstop. Castillo seeing some of the fans start to stand up to avoid getting hit by the ball. Maybe he thinks that the ball goes a little bit further. Also, important note, the wind continues to blow into center field. So maybe the ball blows back a little bit on Castillo. That pitch fouled off to the left side for strike two. American flag and California flags out in left field above the video board here at Banner Island Ballpark. Blowing in full strength out to left center. 1-2 with two down. A large lead over at third base for Yamuchi. Santana's not holding him on. 1-2 pitch on the way. Outside corner. Strike three called. And Rio Britton's able to work out of the inning with only allowing one run. No hits, one run. And no errors with one runner left on base. There's a runner over at third, Casey Yamuchi. We're through five innings of war here in Stockton with a Ports lead over the Hyde 7-4. You listen to Rawhide Baseball by CLA at rawhide.com.
You'll gain experience in the field, solidify your knowledge of the industry, maximize your potential, and meet numerous union brothers and sisters.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide
fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100.
Good ball game so far here for Drew Jones. He's 2 for 2. He'll lead things off here for Visalia here in the top of the sixth inning. Drew Jones, a double, a single. The double was back in the second inning, and then the single occurred back in the third. Jones, one ball and no strikes. Pitch on the way. Hit to the right side. It'll be fielded cleanly by the second baseman, Yamushi, and he'll make the toss over to first in time. Drew Jones sat down for the first time today on the 4-3 ground out, and he'll bring up Cole Roberts to the plate. And the Ports go into the pen for the second time today. And the pitching change is brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon and bye-bye bugs. Cole Roberts at the dish. And that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. 0 for 2 so far here for Cole Roberts. A fly out to left in his first at bat. But one thing about Cole, I mean, he's had so many hard hit balls for out so far this season. Continues to put drives into them. And that first at bat was a prime example of it. 0-2 with one away. Waiting on deck is Modifi Marte. Rawhide went down in order in the fourth. The minimum batted in the fifth, and Visalia looking to avoid that here in the sixth. Swing and a miss for Cole Roberts, and he sat down for out number two.
Strike three, that's $5 at St. Jude's Hospital.
So two down here for the Hyde. The last four-plus batter inning for the Hyde was back in the third inning, where they had three singles and were unable to capitalize off of it. They ended up stranding all three of their runners at bay, on the base paths. Pitch to Marte, and that one misses outside for ball one. 1-0 moves the count. With runners in scoring position tonight, Visalia 2 for 10. They have left four aboard. Marte crushes that one into left, but he pulls it a little bit too much. And it ends up going foul. And Marte straightens that ball out a little bit. It was one of the shallowest parts of the yard, 300 out to the left field pole. And that ball would have been a tank. Instead, it's 1-1. 1-1-2 away. Pitch to Marte. And he takes that one inside. And that ball bounces right off the belt. And it looks like he's a little slow jogging over to first base. And now bring up Jake Yosefa to the plate.
Now batting right fielder number three, Jacques Yosefa.
Well, Marte appears to be all right over there at first. And Yosefa gets ready to dig in from the left side. Right on left matchup here. We'll go through the numbers here in just a moment for Barrera. The first pitch of the at-bat goes inside for ball number one. Barrera, two innings of work, one hit. Struck out three batters. So far in this ball game, Stockton has struck out five for the Hyde offense. 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss for strike number one. Jackson Finley, 6'4", 222, the 23-year-old from Savannah, Georgia. Drafted in the eighth round of this past summer's MLB draft, where he spent time at Georgia Tech. So far this season, 0-2 with a 5.40 ERA. He started in three games. This is his fifth appearance of the season. 11 2/3 innings of work. And he struck out 13 batters so far. And currently he's behind in the count, 2-2. 2-1, two down. Pitch on the way to Yosefa. Big swing and a miss for strike number two. If he gets aboard, it would be a Yancel Luis who awaits on deck. 2-2, two down. And time will be called here. So far, Finley 14 strikes, 5 balls. And the upcoming 2-2 on the way to the Rawhide right fielder goes inside for ball 3. 3 and 2 with 2 down. One of 3 Rawhide left-handed bats. And the first payoff pitch of the inning here for Visalia. Marte's put in motion. And Josefa takes a very narrow pitch inside, but he ends up getting walked. And he'll bring Yancel Luis to the plate.
Now batting
shortstop. So Yancel Luis will step up. As I mentioned earlier in this inning, it's the first time that the Rawhide have had 4 or more since inning number 3. Visalia has scored all 4 of the runs in the second inning. They had a real threatening chance in the third, but left all 3 runners aboard. And now time will be called, as it's going to be a pitch clock violation called against Jackson Finley. Yancel Luis, a 2-run home run, his first homer of the year. He sent it into right field, and then a double, leading things off in the first inning. Back-to-back pitches missed, 2-0, moves the count. Finley sat down the first 2 batters, but then since then he hit Marte on an inside pitch, and Josefa narrowly taking a full count, ball 4 inside. Now the pitching coach, Gabriel Ozuna, will make his way out to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. Ozuna, his 17th season in the Oakland A's organization. Second straight year, however, as a pitching coach here in Stockton. Previously served with the out in the Arizona Complex League. Ozuna spent his playing days with the St. Louis Cardinals back in 1987, where he had a successful 17-year professional career. A spinoff attempt, but Marte's back in there easily. 2-0 here for Yancel Luis. Christopher Torino waits on deck, leads the team in RBIs, 2-0 pitch on the way, inside strike number 1. Yancel Luis, a little bit of tap dancing, as he thought the pitch was going to hit him, and instead the count moves to 2-1. And a stare down here from Jackson Finley. 2-1, a large secondary lead by Marte, and instead the count will move to 3-1 with 2 down. Three and one, 2 down. Runners on first and second. If Luis walks, he would load the bases and bring up Christopher Torino to the plate. Pickoff attempt over to second. Well, the ball looks like it was thrown off Marte's body. Second time he's been hit by a ball so far here in this half inning. Top 6 here in Stockton. Ports lead over the Hyde 7-4. 2 down, Yancel Luis at the plate. 3 balls and a strike. 3-1. Luis to the left side. Hits against the shift. In for a base hit. Marte will round third. He's going to be waved home, and he will come home to score. And the Rawhide, run number 5 of the ball game, RBI base hit from Yancel Luis. It's 7-5. Stockton on top. First Rawhide run since the second inning.
Number 8, Christopher
Torino. Modifi Marte comes in to score from second base. Jake Josefa advances over to second. And Christopher Torino, who's got home run power, RBI abilities, and runners on second and first. First pitch in there for strike number 1. One swing of the bat, the Rawhide take the lead and make it an 8-7 ball game. Anything in the gap? Yancel Luis has speed. Can he score him from first? Maybe. 0-1 pitch on the way to Torino. A good slider. It started well inside and had so much horizontal break that it ends up missing outside for ball 2. Torino, as good as that pitch was, not falling for it. And the pitch, a big swing and a miss for strike number two. One ball and two strikes with two away here to Christopher Taurine. Last time out, he grounded out to the left side. 1-2 pitch to Taurine. Outside corner, strike three. And the Rawhide are going to strand a pair of runners on first and second. And the inning comes to a conclusion. The Rawhide, one run on one hit, no errors, and one runner left, two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Stockton. For the Rawhide, trail the Port 7-5. Rio Britton will come out to the mound here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Listen to Rawhide Baseball by sailing at rawhide.com.
Details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom six we go. Rio Britton's back on the mound here for Visalia. The first pitch is upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Luke Mann was struck out looking to end the fifth inning. It was Rio Britton who walked the first two batters. However, he sat down the last three in order. So now here in inning number six, it will be Nate Nankill, Miles Naylor, Darlin Montero to bat. All three of those guys just mentioned all have a hit here in this ball game. Pitch on the way, outside, ball two, 2-0. So as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's time to dive into the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Game's starting to come to the closing stages, but they haven't come to a conclusion already. Here in Stockton, 7-5 ball game where the Ports are on top of the Hyde, 7-5. And then meanwhile, out in Everett, Hillsboro currently leads 6-3 heading to the bottom of the seventh inning out in Everett. And a four-pitch walk here for Rio Britton puts a runner over on first base.
Shortstop, number 22, Miles Naylor.
Miles Naylor to the plate. Meanwhile, out in AA, Midland and Amarillo. Midland, 10 run winners, 14-4 final score. The Rockhounds getting the best of the Sod Poodles on this Tuesday night. And then out in Las Vegas, another matchup between the A's affiliate and the Diamondbacks, where Reno is currently up 7-6. Against the Las Vegas Aviators, both those two squads, 12-14 out in the Pacific Coast West. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Miles Naylor at the plate for the third, for what makes it the fourth time today. And he takes that one inside for strike number one. D-backs and Dodgers got off to a late start today. They're only in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch on the way. That one fell off to the right side for strike two. It was a B delay. B, like the insect. Bzzz. But a B delay out at Chase Field caused a large halt before things could resume out of Chase Field. 1-2 pitch. In there, first strike three. Miles Naylor will be sat down on a second strikeout of the ball game. Now one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now bring up Darlin Montero to the plate. Montero so far in this ball game, 1-for-3. His only hit in this ball game was a single back in the first inning. An inning that featured 9 batters for the Stockton Ports. 0-1, Britton looks over at first base. His slider in there for a strike, 1-1. Rio Britton, during his junior 2023 season, finished at NC State with a record of 3-2, trying to go opposite field, and it just lands left of the third base bag, and the count will move to 0-2. Made his NC State debut on February 25th, 2023, against Belmont, in a ball game where he pitched 2 hitless innings, including a strikeout, 42 strikeouts, 19 walks, over 31 and two-thirds innings during his time out of North Carolina. 0-2 pitch on the way. Check swing, fouled back to the left side. However, prior to his time at NC State, he was living out on the West Coast. Spent his first 2 college years at Oregon. Also the same field that Eugene plays at. During his freshman year, 3.52 ERA through 15 appearances with the Ducks. And that pitch on the inside corner, strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts here from Rio Britton. 2 down here in the sixth inning. And the strikeout is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. That Britton strikeout now makes it 9 strikeouts here from Rawhide pitching. And Kenny Castillo unable to scoop up the ball. On a ball he couldn't field very cleanly. It goes wide, and we'll see if that will be counted as a wild pitch or a pass ball. It's in the dirt, would likely think it would be a wild pitch. Either way, Nathan Ankill's over at second base. So if you count as a wild pitch against Britton, 2 down, another runner in scoring position. Their 13th at bat with a runner at second base or better. 1-0 with 2 down. Ports lead this ball game 7-5. They've had 2 multi-run innings. It was 1 in the first and 2 in the third. Pitch from Rio Britton, a big old swing and a miss for strike number 1. Pedro Pineda, the 4th batter of the inning. In between Miles Naylor and Darlin Montero, their last 4 at-bats have all been strikeouts. Britton gets set. Nobody holding on. Ankill at second. The 1-1 top of the zone for strike number 2. 1-2 with 2 away. Britton back out on the rubber after the reset and looking to get out of this sixth inning with the first scoreless frame since the second inning. The 1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and Rio Britton strikes out the last 3 batters he faces. Another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands. A leadoff walk from Nathan Ankill, but Rio Britton strikes out the side, and we head to the top of the seventh inning where the Rawhide trail against the Ports 7-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
As a man really loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution.
Top seven we go here in Stockton. It'll be Ruben Santana to lead things off here for the Hyde. First pitch swinging, hits at the right side. Scooped up by Yamuchi. The high toss, but it's a slow one, but it's in time. Gets Ruben Santana for out number one.
Now batting left fielder number 18, Junior Franco.
Junior Franco will step up to the plate so far in this ball game. He's one for three, including a ball that was maybe not 3 inches short of getting out of here. First pitch on the way, he swung on and missed. Junior Franco in his last at-bat hit the ball at the very, very top of the right field wall. Franco gets any more underneath it, a 5-degree steeper launch angle. That ball's out of the yard, his third home run of the season. Third home run in less than 7 days. 1-1 pitch on the way here to Junior. And it's a slider that misses outside for a ball. 2-1 moves the count. Rahi trying to find a way to claw back into this ball game. 2-1 on the way. Franco extends his hands. The pitch that was outside. Pops it into center field. Lasco's underneath it for out number one. Or out number two, I should say. Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate. So far in this ball game, Kenny 2-for-3, including a double and a single. His only retirement was a strikeout swinging. A pitch to Castillo inside for a ball, 1-0. The arm on the mound remains to be Jackson Finley. Kenny Castillo looking to get some two-out drama. His pitch outside for a ball. Count moves to 2-0. Last year, the Rawhide, 9-3 in the season series. Between the 12 meetings between these two clubs, Rawhide, 5-1 winners of the series when they were out here in April of 2023. And then Hyde welcomed Stockton for 6 games for the first series of August. Hard hit shot to the left side. Ricochets off the third baseman Luke Mann's glove. Kenny Castillo round first. He'll go over to second. He'll dive head first in the Rawhide catcher with a two-out double. His second double of the ball game, and it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Talked about creating some two-out drama. And that's exactly what Kenny Castillo does right there. And Drew Jones, who's only been retired once in this ball game, steps up to the plate. Between Kenny Castillo and Drew Jones in this ball game, prior to that at bat, they were combined 4-for-6. First pitch on the way to Drew, outside corner, strike number one. Four doubles from Rawhide batting here in this ball game, including a pair from Castillo, who stands at second base. 0-1 pitch on the way here to the Rawhide center fielder. Misses low and outside for a ball. Jackson Finley came in the sixth inning. He sat down the first two batters, and then it was three straight batters reaching, including an RBI single from Yancel Luis. 1-1 here to Drew. His pitch, outside corner once again. And those were two perfectly placed pitches from Jackson Finley that clipped the outside corner. 1-2 with two away. Drew Jones looking to expand this inning here in the top of the seventh inning. 7-5 ball game here. Pitch to Drew Jones. A breaking ball. He's able to get a piece of it. And it looks like Drew maybe splintered his bat. takes a lick at the throat of it, and he walks back to the Rawhide dugout where he's going to have to grab a new piece of lumber. Drew Jones broke one of his bats in BP last week. It's already the second bat he's broken here in the past fortnight. I'm coming 1-2 on the way here to Drew Jones. Looking for his third hit of the ball game. 1-2 pitch. Another breaker. Back-to-back curveballs. And Drew Jones is out in front, but they're more defensive swings. Just getting a piece of it and fouling him off to the left side. Drew Jones grounded out to second base in his last at-bat. 1-2, a two-way. The upcoming pitch to Drew Jones. Pitch number 6, outside, ball 2. Tying run is at bat. That's Drew Jones. But Kenny Castillo over at second base. Right, still have two more innings to work with. 2-2, down. Pitch to Drew Jones. He gets a piece to the right side. Snagged by the first baseman. Montero, the throw to first in time. And Drew Jones nearly poked it through the right side of the infield. But instead, a spectacular grab by Darlin Montero keeps the inning scoreless, and it is time to stretch here in Stockton. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. Bottom 7 we go with the Ports lead over the Hyde 7-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at Visalia, rawhide.com.
It's the trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's
making it happen. Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Bottom 7 we go here. Rio Britton's back on the mound here for Visalia. Ride. 5 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. Stockton Ports, 7 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors. The first time the Rawhide have had an error since Sunday's ball game, where they had 1. Or not Sunday's ball game, I should say 2 Sundays ago, when the Rawhide were shut out 10-0 out of Lake Elsinore. Rio Britton in his third inning of work, his longest outing of the season, 3 1/3. It was his last outing that he pitched. Pitch from Britton upstairs for ball. 1-2. Rio Britton, it was April 24th. Early last week. That was last Wednesday. 1-2 pitch on the way. In there for 3. And Rio Britton, another strikeout here in this ball game. And with that, it's a 10th strikeout of the game. And it's brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. Okay, in downtown Visalia, give them a visit today. Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. Second baseman, Casey Yamushi, will step up to the plate. Strikeout number six of the ball game here for Rio Britton. And now a slow roller, scooped by Santana, throw to first in time. He's had some bobbles today in this ball game, including a laser hit to him earlier in this game, and a ball that he bobbled at third, but this time he fields it cleanly for two down. And now with that out, it's been five straight retirements here from Rio Britton. The last hit from Stockton was back in the fourth inning, where it was an extra base hit RBI from Nate Nankill. Pitch on the way, top of the zone for ball one. Nelson Bell transferred this inning off with a strikeout. Four straight Ks. Going from Miles Naylor all the way to Beltran before Casey Yamuchi had the ground out. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1 here with two down. And there's an interesting first three innings where the ball was flying. The offenses have dwindled down a little bit since the start of this ball game. 1-2 with two down. Over 2 hours and 15 minutes gone by here at baseball on this Tuesday night. Rio Britton end the inning right here. Grounded to the left side. Luis will take it off the hop. Throws to first in time. And the ports go down in order here in inning number seven. Right at the top of the eighth. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. For the ports lead over the Hyde 7-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Salia at rawhide.com.
Splash is a huge band taking the turn of the games.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and silent vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Top eight we go here in Stockton. Cole Roberts will lead things off here. 7, 8, and 9 due up here for Visalia in inning number 8. Cole Roberts so far in this ballgame 0-3 as the Rawhide DH. Modifi Marte will wait on deck here for Visalia. First pitch swinging, unable to make contact. This pitch watches it go outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Another pitching change here for Stockton, and it's brought to you by Redscom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Redscom and bye-bye bugs. Roberts into left field, and it's going to bounce off the 300 sign out in left. Kicks up the chalk. Roberts wants to go two, and he's going to be gunned out over at second base. A good bounce for Nate Nankill. Takes it off the bounce on the wall, and he throws out Cole Roberts. Rawhide were looking for their fifth double of the ball game, and instead it will only go down a single, and he's out stretching for out number one.
Martin.
So one down brings up Modifi Marte. And the first pitch of the at-bat goes in there for strike number one. Can't blame the high, trying to get aggressive here late in the ball game. Trail by two runs. You're down to your final six outs. And as a ball that was hit really well from Cole Roberts, but with the way that wall's banked out in the left field, the ball kicks perfectly. He hit the ball out and right on the same type of hop. It's not going to bounce nearly as well as it did for Nankiel. And on top of that, he had the momentum going to second base. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Modifi Marte struck out for out number two.
Strike three,
bring up Sergei Josefa to the plate. Ryan Brown, Salem, Oregon. 16th round draft pick out of Oregon State. 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA. This is his sixth game of the season, and it'll be a right on left matchup here in the bottom of the order. Pitch on the way, bunt shown, and Josefa hits it off to the left side for strike number one. Six strikeouts, five walks so far this season. He spent 2023 after the draft, where he played five games out in the Arizona Complex League. A one on the way. And grounded to the left side. Diving effort, snagged by the third baseman. Man, his throw to first in time. And we've seen some pretty good acrobatic plays by the Stockton defense to get them out of innings. That's another example of it. And the Rawhide go down in order. Cole Roberts had a leadoff single, but he was out stretching. And it goes one hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom eight we go here in Stockton, where the Ports lead over the Hyde 7-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Second longest outing of the season for Rio Britton comes to a conclusion. Our newest pitching change of the ballgame is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Third reliever in the ballgame here for manager D. Gardner. First pitch swinging, fouled off to the right side for strike number one. Talked about the second longest outing of the season for Britton. Three innings of work. One run, it was earned, but he struck out six batters. And the pitch on the way from Darling Pinales, the new arm, misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and one strike. Most strikeouts this season from the Rawhide Southpaw. His previous high was 4 Ks. And pitch misses inside. It was the opening night of the opening night at Valley Strong Ballpark, where he struck out four batters in two innings of relief. 2-1's account here for Darlene Pinales against Ryan Lasko. And a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt for strike number two. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Pinales looking for a shutdown inning. Gave this a two-run ball game. Hit to the left side. Santana, Spinarama, throw to first. It's a low one, and it's going to get past Modifi Marte. It was a tough play for Ruben Santana, who barely webbed that ball. Had it spin around for the momentum, and the throw's low. Marte tried to scoop it out, but it ends up hitting the backstop over on the right side of the infield. And a leadoff base runner here for Stockton. They'll bring up Luke Mann to the plate. A third batter here in the order. Mann bats from the left side, right on left matchup against Darlene Finales. His pitch outside, and it will be counted as an error against Ruben Santana. Could have gone either way, you could argue it. Especially with the outreach that Santana had to make. The 1-0 pitch on the way goes in there for a strike. So second error of the ball game here for the third baseman, Ruben Santana. Third time this season that there's been a multi-error ball game for one of the position players. Pitch on the way. Fouled backwards. Last time that happened, Kenny Castillo had a pair. Yansel Luis had a pair in the same game. One and two. No outs. Luke Mann is 1-for-3 here in this ball game with a single back in the first inning. Pinales holds at the chest before the deal. Misses high and outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Pinales appearing in his eighth game of the season at 4.32 ERA. He's 0-1 so far here in 2024. Pinales 2-2 will have to hold off. Pickoff attempt over at first. Diving back safely is Ryan Lasko. Two man in motion, fouled out to the left side, and with Pinales' eighth appearance of the season, it's opposed by Rawhide bullpen arm this season. It was previously Yasmir Alvarez, but over the weekend, Yasmir getting the call to move up to Hillsboro, the first Rawhide call-up here in 2024, among several transactions. 2-2 is the pitch. Pinales gets ready for the pitch. Hit and run set up. Hit through the right side of the infield. Rounding second, Lasko goes over to third, and he will be held over at third base. The throw will be made to Christopher Torin over at second, and it is a no-out single through the right side of the infield. Luke Mann, his second single of the ball game. Runners at the corners. It brings up Nate Nankill to the plate. Kenny Castillo goes out to the infield to give the instructions to his infield. Going back to Yasmir Alvarez, a 1.80 ERA during his seven appearances for the Hyde. He was shut down coming out of the pen. He didn't allow his first run until his sixth outing in a Hyde uniform. That was last week against the Inland Empire 66ers. That pitch is outside for ball one. It was his only outing where he allowed a run. He allowed two runs in one inning of work early last week against Inland Empire. Then he pitched later in the week, didn't allow a run. 1-1 pitch on the way here from Darlene Pinales. This is upstairs for ball two. Nate Nankill in this ball game, two extra base hits, including a home run and a double. Upcoming pitch on the way on a 2-1 count. Goes right down the middle, hit to the left side. Santana plays it in fair territory. A throw to first, and once again, Marte can't scoop it up. Ball bounced into the dugout, so it'll be a ground rule double. And Stockton adds on another run. It's now 8-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Visalia needed a scoreless inning to keep this game in a reasonable position. And with that ball getting passed, it will likely be counted as another error. And bring up not Miles Naylor to the play with two runners in scoring position. Infield plays in with no outs. Naylor has struck out in his last two at-bats. First pitch on the way. A big swing. It gets past Kenny Castillo. Nobody's going to come home to score. And Kenny had to chase that ball all around to where the ball ends up going into the infield. So the ground, or the ball that ends up going into the dugout, it's going to be counted as an E5 against Ruben Santana, his third error of the ball game now. So Luke Mann is over at third, Nate Nankill at second, Ryan Lasko came in to score on the RBI single from Luke Mann. That pitch goes in there for a strike. Miles Naylor looking for RBI number 3 and 4 of the ball game. 1-2 pitch on the way here from Darlene Pinales, and it's in the dirt. Good eye by Naylor, not pulling the trigger. A three-error ball game here for Ruben Santana. The first time this season that one player has had that many errors. And there's been some tough balls. The spinorama, that play he had to make in, he made in fair territory, but Ruben Santana, by the time his feet were set, were far left of the third base line. 2-2, and Naylor nearly gets hit on the helmet. He's able to narrowly get out of the way of it. And the count will move to 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. 3-2. Upstairs, ball 4. Miles Naylor draws the walk. Bases will be loaded. And I could imagine that would likely bring out the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, out to the mound.
Now batting first baseman, number 25, Charlie Mark.
So it sure enough does. Tyler Mark is on his stroll out to the mound. And it is Darlin Montero to the plate. Still looking for his first RBI of the ball game. So the runners on the base paths right now. Luke Mann at third. Nate Nankill at second. Miles Naylor over at first. Ryan Lasko reached off of an E5. He ended up scoring a run. A Rawhide team who has the fewest errors in the Cat League, entering the day with 19. They've now had 4 in this ball game. That drops them to 5th in the league. Ruben Santana did not have an error entering this ball game. Santana had 24 putouts without an error. And the pitch on the way is bounced in. Gets past Castillo. And racing backwards will go Luke Mann. He thought about it for a moment, but he doesn't go. One ball and no strikes. Darlin Montero could really ice the game right here with at least scoring 2 runs. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Pinales. A big swing and a miss. 1-1. And the score at the moment, 8-5. Stockton leads. The Ports 5-14 entering the night. Visalia 10-10. Looking to get above 500. 1-1 pitch outside for ball 2. Last time Visalia was above 500, it was April 12th. It was after the 7th game of the season. 2-1. Swing on a golf swing inside. Strike number two. The Rawhide so far in their series this season, they're 2-2 with both of those series wins coming against the Inland Empire 66ers. 2-2 pitch on the way. Hit into left field. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones will pick it up. He'll launch it in. And only one run's going to come home to score. So Drew Jones' speed important there. However, they add on another run. It's now 9-5. So Luke Mann's RBI single. He lets Darlin Montero drive him in on an RBI. So Nate Nankill's over at third now. Miles Naylor's at second. Pedro Pineda steps up with still bases loaded. 21 combined hits between these two teams. As I mentioned towards the top of this broadcast, 23 combined hits is a season high. It was the opening Sunday, April 7th. 0-1 breaker in there for strike number two. Sixth batter inning here for the Stockton Ports. Pinales entered today with a 6.48 ERA. 0-2 pitch on the way, a long pause and breath, fouled off to the right side. So far in this ball game, Pedro Pinedo 1-for-4 in this ball game. A single back in the first inning, but since then he's had two strikeouts and a pop out to Modifi Marte. 0-2. Top of the strike zone. And a big strikeout looking there for strikeout number 12 by Rawhide pitching. Brings up Nelson Beltran to the plate.
Number 2, Nelson Beltran.
Six walks by Rawhide pitching here tonight. 11 strikeouts. Get 12. And here comes the manager, D. Gardner, out to the mound, where it will be the end of Darlene Pinales' night. He's responsible for all three runners aboard already. The Ports have scored two runs on two hits here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ports lead 9-5. And we have another pitching change here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. We'll be right back here listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
De hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Toyota. Let's go places.
Darlene Pinales' night comes to a conclusion. And manager D. Gardner goes to the pen once again here in the bottom of the eighth to keep this a 9-5 ball game. Rawhide still within slam range, and the pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom. Bye-bye, bugs. Swing and miss on an outside pitch for strike number two. Let's take a look at the numbers here for Pinellas tonight. A third of an inning where he gives up two hits, two runs, and walked a batter and strikeout here for the first batter that Edgar Isaya faces. Nelson Beltran sat down, and they'll bring up Casey Yamushi to the plate. Yamushi, a one hit in this ballgame, however, he has reached here in this ballgame. Edgar Isaya, a fastball that can get up into the triple digits. One area of struggle, however, has been the walks. A pitch on the way outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Isaya making his seventh appearance of the season. 5 1/3 so far. And there's the struggles I talk about. 10 walks to 9 strikeouts. Isaya evens the count. One ball and one strike. Spent his first 2 years in the Arizona Complex League, or first 3 years. That pitch inside for a ball, 2-0, moves the count. Isaya, a free agent signee back in 2018, September 10th. 2-1 with two-way, the pitch. Swing and a miss, it gets past Castillo, and sliding home to score will be another run. That's Nate Nankyo scores on the wild pitch. 10th run of the ball game here for Stockton. It's now 10-5 Ports. Everybody will advance 90 feet. Miles Naylor over to second. Darlin Montero over to second. Casey Yamushi, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rawhide trail by 5. They led by a run at one point in this ball game. 2-2 on the way outside, and it's going to get past Castillo once again. And another run's going to come home to score. Back-to-back wild pitches here from Edgar Isaya. That scores Miles Naylor from third base. A crooked 4-run eighth inning makes it 11-5 Ports here in the bottom of the eighth. Stockton has only not scored in 3 innings. It was the 2nd, the 6th, and the 7th. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses in the basement for ball 4. Casey Yamushi walks, and here comes batter number 9 of the inning. So Cole Kahn will step up to the plate here. Currently the runner on third is Darlin Montero. And pitch clock violation called against Edgar Isaya. 1 ball and 0 strikes here for the catcher caught. Takes out in there for strike number 1. Rawhide will go top of the order in the top of the 9th inning in an effort to score 5 runs. Or 6 runs now, 11-5. Isaya's pitch misses outside for ball 2, 2-1. It'll be Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, Ruben Santana after the Hyde get the final out of this inning. 2-1 outside, ball 3. There is an open bag over at second here for Edgar Isaya. Ryan Lasko was the one who got this whole inning started. He awaits on deck. 3-1 pitch on the way from Isaya. Blow it inside. Count 3-1. Three, one, two down. Time called by Cole Kahn. So far here in this ball game, he's reached base safely twice, including a single in the first and a walk back in the third inning. Edgar Isaya will stare down Cole Kahn. 3-1 pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side for strike number 2. Rawhide will be back here tomorrow night. 7:05 first pitch. Caden Grice expected to get the start. And Grice was dominant as ever in his last outing. 3-2 pitch on the way. Might be a flare shot into left. It's Junior Franco underneath it for the final out of the inning. It takes nine batters to get through the inning, a combination of Darlene Pinales and Edgar Isaya. But we're finally through the eighth inning where the Stockton Ports add on four more runs. Stockton 11, Rawhide 5. Last chance to dance for the Hyde as we head to the top of the ninth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Salia at Rawhide.com.
And Cabernet presented by Consumers River Farms is also Super Sluggers.
Beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Right, we'll step up to bat here in the top of the ninth inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Yancel Oase, Christopher Torin, Ruben Santana. And the first pitch of the at-bat misses outside for ball number one.
Yancel.
Visalia, four errors in this ballgame, the second time this season where they've had that many errors in a ballgame. 1-0 pitch on the way to Luis. He grounds this to the right side. It will end up going foul. Outside the Rawhide had four errors in a ballgame. It was out at Lake Elsinore on April 19th. One and one with no outs. First time this season where a Rawhide player has had three errors is Ruben Santana, who did not have a mistake all season long. 1-1 pitch here to Yancel, and he takes that one in there for strike number two. Despite the score, Yancel Luis, he's having himself a pretty good ball game. Three RBIs, including a 3-for-4 ball game. His only retirement was a ground ball to the catcher. And this time he gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the right side. It was a two-run no-doubter in the second inning, a part of a four-run Rawhide second, where Visalia led for the first time tonight. And then since then, the Rawhide have not led. Stockton scored two runs in the bottom of the third inning. Luis fouls it off to the left side. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Luis, Torin, and Anderson Rojas has been the main three guys playing that middle infield so far. Yancel, Luis, and Christopher Torin who been the main ones alternating at the second and short. Well, he swings and misses. He sat down for the second time today. And I'll bring up Christopher Torin to the plate here with one down.
Now batting second base hit number eight, Christopher Torin.
11-5 Stockton leads, and they scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Visalia trailed 7-5 entering the bottom of the eighth. Things unraveled quickly for a nine-batter inning. The one-out pitch to Torin, and it misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. As I mentioned, Caden Grice will be on the mound tomorrow. Could be a fun pitching matchup here in Stockton. 1-0 pitch on the way to Taurine. This is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Ruben Santana waits on deck. 2-0 on the way here to the Rawhide second baseman. Outside corner for strike number one. Junior Franco is in the hole, but unlike last Thursday, he can't play hero ball, down by 6 runs. 2-1 with one away. Pitch on the way. Elevated foul tip for strike number two. Ryan Brown here in the ballgame here for the Ports for his second inning of work. Brown came in for relief for Finley. It was Junior Tour who started off the ballgame. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch on the way to Christopher Taurine. Elevated fastball, swung on and missed, and he sat down for the second out of the inning. Second time Taurine's been struck out today, and they bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. So Santana will be tasked with keeping the ball game alive and avoid ending the four-game winning streak. Two down, Santana at the plate. 1-for-3 here in the ball game. Breaker, top of the strike zone for strike number one. The largest margin of defeat this season for the Hyde. 6. It was that April 17th ball game where the Rawhide had 4 errors. A 1 pitch on the way. Outside for a ball. Count moves 1-1. Play airless baseball. That's as simple as it gets. When the Rawhide played airless baseball last week, the results were very favorable. Tonight, a lot different of a story. 1-1 pitch on the way. Santana to the right side. Scooped up by the first baseman, Darlin Montero, and he gets the out, and the ball game comes to a conclusion. 3 up, 3 down for the Rawhide in the ninth, and unassisted G3 puts a close to a high-hitting affair here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll go through the numbers of this ball game. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game. But on this opening game of the 6-game series, the Sports take game number one, final score 11-5. We'll be right back for our post-game coverage. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark as we get ready to wrap things up here on this opening night of the 6-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. Joey Gonzalez with you here as we get ready to shut things down, and the Rawhide winning streak comes to a conclusion here on this Tuesday night. Good thing is, Lake Elsinore lost earlier today against the San Jose Giants, so the Rawhide won't lose much ground. They'll stay in second place in the Cal South. But the bad news, the Rawhide are now back 1 game below 500, and the Stockton Ports pick up their 6th win of the season. Final score tonight, Ports 11, Rawhide 5. Let's go through this ball game. Things started off in the first inning. A three-run inning. Cole Kahn, first at-bat of the ball game. He gets a single. Luke Mann, two batters later, he gets a single as well. And then Miles Naylor hits his third home run of the season on a no-doubter out to the right center field grass and makes it a 3-0 ball game in the bottom of the first inning. However, we move into the top of the second inning, and it was Kenny Castillo who led things off with a double. The Rawhide in the first five innings, three of their leadoff at-bats were a double. It was Yansel Luis, Kenny Castillo, and Kenny and Junior Franco in the fifth inning. So it was a double from Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones with an extra base hit double, two run score, and then Jake Josefa reaches off an E4, and Yansel Luis, the Punisher, a two-run home run, no doubter, out in the right center field, his first home run in 2024. And that's all the Rawhide score in inning number two. Head to the bottom of the third, and that's when the Ports took the lead, and they never looked back. Inning number three, it was an eight-batter inning, including a solo home run from Nate Nankill to lead things off in the third. And then they scored an extra run in the third inning. Inning number four, they score a run as well. Inning number five, they score a run. Visalia, they want to claw back. They score a run in the sixth inning. But I really think the real key turner in this ballgame was inning number three. The Rawhide, you're up by a run already. You have bases loaded with no outs. He had bases loaded with one out. Cole Roberts gets struck out. And then Modifi Marte hits into a fielder's choice. And he don't score any runs in the third inning. So crucial right there. But then inning number eight was the costful one. A nine-batter inning where four runs come home to score for the Stockton Ports. And from there on, Stockton with the 11-5 win against the Rawhide here on this opening Tuesday night of the series. Barrera gets the win, his first of 2024, at 5.06 ERA. Casey Anderson drops his second of the year, and he now drops his ERA to 13.50. And then Brown comes in and receives his third save of the season. Stockton Ports, 11 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors. The Rawhide, 5 runs, 11 hits, and 4 errors. Second time this season that the Rawhide have 4 errors, and the first time a player has 3 errors. It was Ruben Santana, who was perfect entering the night. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game here from Banner Island Ballpark. Rawhide fall in game one to the Stockton Ports 11-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Visalia dropped the opening game here of the series 11-5. And now let's take a look around the California League. And as I said a moment ago, I'll say it again, not terrible of a night because Lake Elsinore, who's in third place right now, they suffered a loss as well to San Jose Giants. So no harm, no foul here for the Hyde on this Tuesday night. 5-4 was the final for the San Jose Giants and the Lake Elsinore Storm. Staying in the Northern Division, the Modesto Nuts all over Rancho tonight. Final score 14-6. Modesto a 9-run second inning, and that was enough to just if they would have ended the ballgame after the second inning, they would have pulled off the win. And then lastly, out in Inland Empire, Fresno, 13th win of the year, 9-2 winners against the Inland Empire 66ers. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, all games have gone final. Out in High A, Hillsboro, 6-3 winners against Everett. And then in Double A, Midland, 14-4 winners against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They scored a bulk of their runs through the fourth through the sixth inning. Four runs for the Rockhounds in the fourth inning, five in the fifth, and then two runs in the sixth inning. And then lastly, out in AAA, the Reno Aces win the Battle of Nevada as they defeat the Aviators 10-6 in that ball game. Tomorrow's ball game, Caden Grice will get the start for the Hyde, a 1-0 record of the 4.76. The last outing for Caden Grice is another spotless ball game. However, he gave up the run first. It was the first time that the Rawhide lost a ball game when Caden Grice started, and he's been really good all season long. There's only been one outing this year where you look at Caden Grice and you say, oh, well, it wasn't too great, but every pitcher's going to have their bad outings, and three out of the four for Caden Grice have been excellent so far. Starting pitcher tomorrow night for Stockton, Jose DeChochea. 0-0 with a 0.0 ERA. He was out in High A. And so far, he's pitched 11 innings of work, 11 hits, 13 runs. He struck out 16 batters compared to his 9 walks. So that will be the starter tomorrow night for the Stockton Fourth. Caden Grice, meanwhile, the Southpaw 1-0 with a 4.76 ERA. First pitch tomorrow night will be at 7:05 p.m. And we'll have pregame just like tonight starting at 6:55. Once again, the final score tonight, the Stockton Ports winners 11-5. They have 11 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for the Hyde, 5 runs on 11 hits and 4 errors. And it took us 2 hours and 51 minutes to complete in front of a crowd of 703 fans here at Banner Island Ballpark on this final day here of April 2024. We'll be right back here tomorrow, 7:05, first pitch, right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Ports 11-5 winners against Visalia Rawhide. Until tomorrow night, Joe Gonzalez saying, have a great night and go Rawhide.